A very good evening to you, Zimbabwe, and this is Studio 7. And tonight on Live Talk, we are, of course, going to talk about the radio. But of course, Gibbs, it's Friday the 13th, 2015. Hope we are not being spooked.
Yes, we are not being spooked at all, but we never know Friday the 13th.
Yes.
It happens once in a while. To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And of course, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voandebele.com, and www.voashona.com.
We as youth, we kindly ask that the Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation and the radio stations focus on the youths, that they also get lessons from the radio culturally, morally, as well as educationally through teachers which may sign up to conduct their lessons over the air, and children to have an open platform which they respond to.
Into the technology says and they would irradio nanguayo. I was at the near to a string, say radio. Irradio Sulaco, we told our servants are e phone. Wonke locus of Melebuing, Google Wenzuing, me, Lutang went to Olun. Was I told to Zimbabwe, our cell phone, who can yellow and any thing and is over Hulumendi, or Sagas or Kangel and any thing and is over Hulumendi.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, of course, we are talking about the World Radio Day.
The World Today commemorated the 4th annual World Radio Day. This year's theme is youth and radio and how young people can be better represented through the most powerful medium of communication.
In a statement released today, Mr. Zimbabwe said, quote, critical to Zimbabwe is the fact that the day comes at a time when the country is still to implement the three-tier broadcasting system by calling for applications for licenses for community radio stations. This day should therefore spur the government into action, given the potential of community radio in raising awareness and providing solutions to community problems that range from education, hygiene, sanitation, infrastructure development, agriculture, and local governance, especially in marginalized remote areas. Gibbs.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, that's time for it.
Honguka ama wadiwa nasi tinauti tinge tichitarisa nezwe zuwa reku cherechezwa kwe kukosha kwa kaita iko ama radio mupenyu webanu. Tinozi ya tese kuti munyika zhinji zemu Afrika tichisanganisa Zimbabwe. Radio yaka kosha zvikuru nekuti kazhinji vanhu vanosvika iwo zvikamu makumi masere kubva muzana kana kuti 80% ndo vanoteerera radio. Hongu ma TV ari kuuya akati wande asi izvi hazvikunde vanhu vanenge vachiteerera radio. Nekudaro radio inenge yakakosha. Dingindira regore rino riri kutarisa nyaya yekuti vechidiki vangaite sei kuti vange vachipindawo munyaya dzekuti mazwi avo anga achinzwikwa iwo panepfenyuro. Gibbs.
Yebakwambezu lokandaba lingalithola njani thina ngapha kaino blessings siyaphila sisibili. Ye, esikhuluma ngakho ke lamhlanje iWorld Radio Day sizwile ke abaningi bekhuluma ngakho khonangale ke eZimbabwe bekulo mkankaso sibile kwathi khona kwathi senziwa ngabanye labo abalandela khonokho ke okusakaza. Siyakwazi ke ukuthi imisakazo iqakathekile kakhulu inoti kuphela kwele Zimbabwe but emhlabeni wonke nje jikelele ye abantu abanengi ye blessing sikathi ke 80% abantu balalela radio ama newspaper kuzobuya ama TV ngokunye lokho sikhuluma kakhulu ngele Zimbabwe bese kubuya ke nxa usukhangela radio I radio phela isikume ngithi umsakazo awula lokho kuthiwa ngama barrier ukuthi ukuthenga kwangkhona ufike uthenga khonapho usukhuba usiyazibalela akwenziwa njalo so I radio uyathi useBotswana ungayilalela studio 7 kathesi ke isibroadcaster sase Washington DC kodwa umuntu uyenelisa ukuthi enzeni alalele ke I radio yethu ye kube sokubuya ke nxa sesikhangela khonokho ke okwemsakazo umuntu angazenzela futhi akufunayo la ku internet uyazivulela kwakho okufunayo ulalele kumbe nxa ufuna ulalela wedwa uyakwanisa ukuthi ulalele wedwa so ke kuqakathekile kakhulu njalo ke lo nyaka kungani kuyaqakathekiswa yikuthi bakhangela ngabasakhulayo ye ukuthi abasakhulayo kambe bangasebenzisa njani umsakazo lowo kwenza ukuthi labo bethuthuke ye khulumani sizwe zulu nxa ukuthi lifuna ukungena kathesi ke kumsakazo nasi nombolo 001-202-619-2077 ye as Chinese
Of course, to commemorate this and to put value on the youths, we now have a youth program every Tuesday, right? The connection.
Yeah, connection. The connection yang kona sila basa kula pela sila youth policy lat. Pela wiyabona wana sungan su kuka kukambichan. Sazimklope pe. Lami ngapa sazimklope. So youth program yetu jani, nota tenda, kwa so kwa lontunga. Lontunga,
yeah.
Ngabe sila lele bubabili, Yeah, you will be abasakhulayo ama youth be mfowethu. So lingene ku program yabo Tuesday ngolosibili sila abasakhulayo be.
Hongu vatere tida kuku rangarisira ikuti nechipiri chega chega mune makunzwa chirongwa che the connection chakanangana neve chidiki nekudaro hapana zvekuzoti aiwa vechidiki havana izwi ravo pindai muchirongwa ichi musi wechipiri wega wega panenge paina tatenda nantunga mili nkomo tatenda gubo nantunga mili nkomo I think we have our guest lined up first we have Mr. John Masuku is a radio personality veteran broadcaster Mr. Masuku good evening
blessing
Yeah, we are also.
And we also have our second guest, that is Mr. Hlahla Ngwenya, Misa Zimbabwe director. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening.
Good evening, blessing. How are you?
Thank you so much, gentlemen. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Yes, let's start with you, Mr. Ngwenya. We know that we are actually commemorating this day in Zimbabwe. How did you mark it?
Come again?
You were commemorating World Radio Day. Were there any activities of note today in Zimbabwe?
Yes, there were quite a number of activities. I mean, you would know that I think Zimbabwe is one of the countries in Southern Africa that is quite a number of organizations that are involved in media freedom lobby work. And so MISA was did not have a big event, but we were quite visible online, that is through Twitter, our website and so forth. We also had ZACRAS, the Zimbabwe Association of Community Radios, and so on, also holding their own events in the country. So it was quite a busy day for those that cherish media freedom and radio as a medium of communication. One of the national radios, that is ZFM, also was live tweeting and at live feeds throughout the day, coaching media people, quoting some journalists to also express and propagate their own opinions and views around the importance of radio. So, yeah, it was quite visible. It was on the map.
Mr. Masuku?
Yes.
Let's talk about the expansion of radio in Zimbabwe. Are you happy with what Zimbabwe has achieved from 1980 in terms of ensuring that there is growth in this sector?
No, I'm not particularly happy about that because the expansion has been very slow. One would have thought by this time would be having a lot of radio stations. That is following the three-tier broadcasting model where, of course, we have the public broadcaster. That's fine. Which should actually act like a true public broadcaster and not a state broadcaster. Commercial stations, yes, we've had to being licensed, and then the local community, the local commercial have taken quite a long time. Licenses or license applications were called for last year, and it has taken a long time for the results to be announced so that we move ahead. And now, as for community radios, we've had a lot of promises that there should be a community radios. Actually, it was promised by the end of last year, and right until now, there is no light at the end of the tunnel. And yet, when we compare with other neighboring countries like South Africa and Zambia and Malawi and even Mozambique, where we sometimes visit, there is a flourishing of these stations, especially community radios, because they've become popular in different countries as they direct their messages to communities. Mm-hmm. So just in short, I'm not very happy about the expansion, about the growth. I think there is room for improvement, and I think we could have done much better. Progress is rather slow.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. And it's true, because I think it's clear that radio pluralism came very late in most parts of Africa with... like before 1987, there were only five or six privately owned radio stations and on the entire continent, that is in Gambia, South Africa, Swaziland, and Liberia. So it is a big problem, Gibbs.
Hayi, inkinga sibili inkalakatha ngoba nxa usukhangela ke ezikuzwekazi le Africa, ikakhulu ku-Southern Africa Company, kukhanya ngazani ke amazwe angalama community radio stations angu-2, mabili, Zimbabwe, ne-Swaziland.
Yeah.
So ukuthi kwenziwa kwini konoko sizezuthuma suku lobaba ngwenya masitshelane ye ngithathe ke umnumzana uDishoni ose South Africa. Baba Dishoni, kunjani? Ukonekte ngani baba Dishoni?
Yeah, ngikhona.
Ye, kunjani Dishoni?
Siyaphila njani baba?
Hayi, siphile kakhulu. Ungabuka ngikhona khona lapha eGoli.
Ngisejobheni.
Ye, akutsho baba, ungathini ngalokho?
Yabona kwama-station lokwelilakho lapho esilakho ekhaya vela sikufuni and vela sozisafa futhi sakufuna nanini sifuna sibe lesethu isindebele 24 hours sodwa lesitonga 24 hours sodwa lesikhalanga 24 hours sodwa lesilungu sodwa lesishona sodwa wonke ama-languages lokhu abasinikeza khona kungcolile vela sikufuni asozisafa sakufuna noma sokuthela.
Kodwa ubona ngazani ke ye mnumzana Dishoni, kungenziwani ukuthi kugcine kule misakazo ethandwa ngabantu, kumbe ngithi imisakazo yabantu?
Ibhadi esilalo yokuthi ndakhulumela kithi thina ngapha ema-Tweeland asimelwanga ephalamende since 1980. Akula bantu abasikhulumelayo, sifake amavoti ethu kuma-dustbin. Ngabe sila bantu abasikabe yale bethi lokhu asikufuni kungcolile, lokhu asikufuni kungcolile. Manje bafika bequthe belalele bedithethwe ngabanye abantu, vele kunzima unless engxenye kuze kungena izaphu le-devolution of power, sisifakele engxenye kuzaba ngcono. Lokho kukhona ngibona sile yinye 30 years vele into engake yafa asinceda. Kuza futhi.
Ye, so masukhangeleke abantu bangaphiwa imisakazo yabo baba Dishoni, kabasozebenzi ongafunwa lilizwe.
Ilizwe likabani? Ilizwe lengelethu. Uzabe ngakufuna ubani? Ufuna ukuthi uyenze ukufunwa ngubani? Wena ungubani in the first place? Emzini wami ngitshelwa ngubani ukuthi ngenze 1, 2, 3. Ungubani wena ozangitshela ukuthi khuluma lokhu, chiye lokhu, ufishani, yikwini okubi? Ma ngikhuluma lawo yingazini ngawe wena okubi, angazi lutho mina, ngithini nginje? Ozabe yala ukuthi sikhulume, osifike sikukhulume, ufishani, wenzani ebantwini? Kuza futhi.
So-ke ungamtshelani uhulumende weZimbabwe ngokuthi kube nemisako seminingi? Ungapho suthini khona?
Umuntu lo since 1980 usincindezele kakhulu vele, asimfuni la manje singaphandle kwelizwe, sifuna i-station sethu esesingebele 24 hours sodwa, esesitonga sodwa, esesikhalanga sodwa, yonke indimi zibe zodwa, and sicela ukuthi futhi simelwe ngomunye umuntu evela obhinga ovela eplumbe ovela kwenye ike, sibone ukuthi siyehluleka kuphi, ke sitshintshane ngoba lokho kukhona since 1980 akusoze kwafa kwasincedisa ngalutho, akukwazi kusincede ngalutho futhi.
Awuboni ke mnumzana Dishoni, sibongile kakhulu, ube le mpela viki enhle baba.
Inyabonga.
Yeah, so according to Mr. Dishoni, you know, he says these useless stations that they listen to in Zimbabwe are not good at all. He says what is needed different stations, Tonga, Ndebele, Shona, maybe up to 16 of those languages that are recognized in the country. So he says the tragedy is the government that is in power, you know. It has done nothing for the people since 1980, according to him. So he says, you know, there's no good representation in parliament by people who go from, let's say, Matabeleland to parliament, and they say nothing. They always agree to everything. So he's not happy about that. And he says radio should not be controlled. Who has to control it? It's the people.
Indeed. Tine mwe mteereri parunare mkoma Bernard kuBotswana makadi.
Mkoma makadi, makadi blessing again.
Aiwa isu tirinani zvedu. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu panyaya dzeradio idzi. Mungati munofara here minima nenhepfenyuro dzeradio dziriko kuBotswana? Rekaiti mbotange neikoko.
NekuBotswana?
Ehe.
Aiwa indofara chaizvo nezvotika kuno Botswana.
Zvakasiyana sei nekuZimbabwe?
Zvakasiyana. Unoona kuno kuBlessing chero hurumende vanika ukatsana vana RB2. Nana RB1. Anototi state controlled radios, but havati zvazvo kunzi munotaura izvi hamutaurizi. Unotoa imwe nhamba chitotaura chitochoropodza munhu kana kuti vice president. Asi ari mastate controlled radio. Zvasiyana nekuZimbabwe, kuti kuZimbabwe kunongotaura zvakangonaka chitetika, kwongotaurwa zvinhu zvese ngo zvenhema zvezvapo zvakanaka zvekuti ndezvehurumende yakanaka. Ende yeti ufainde kuti the very government Blessing wanta dzangoti vatsvaga maindependent radio maindependent broadcasters. Ukatafa nzira chadzadzo kuti vanhu vabve kwavanobva vakumisha vachinda kuzvipatara. Hakuna nzira. Vana vanobva kuti vabve kuchikoro vachinda kudzimba dzavo vanovharidzwa kazvidzidzikazara havachaendi kumba kana havachaendi kuchikoro. Saka ufainde kuti kunoBotswana zvinhu zvakasiyana Blessing, zvinhu zviri smart. Hakuna radio station inzi ino ngaitaure zvakati, ngaisataura zvakati. Zvakatosiyana zvachose. Ukangona kona kutoma madetectors ayekuti zvakati hazidiwe, tataura izvanika zvatehwa nemukomana ngataura ndevere ndebva ndevere. Munhu anozouya otiye kana mapuwa radio station taura izvi wosiya izvi, anenge ada kuti utaurei. Saka izvozvo ndezvemadetectors izvezvi. Zvakatosiyana nekuno Botswana. Botswana kuri smart Blessing. Mukanangoti Botswana haungadi fana nezvezimbabwe. Zvakatosiyana by far. Asi ndechimwe chikumbiro Blessing. Pamakataura nenyaya yeumwe murume ari kuHarare ane kenza, ndaizama kupinda pachirongwa ndaizama kupinda pachirongwa ndichingokundikana kuti ndidi ndikutaurirei kuti vape nhamba yangu, then inini ndovo ndikondakta. Ndine umwe munhu futi anga ari kuUK andakadobatsira kona akatoriraitaakatodzoka kuvaina handisini ndorapa, ndine munhu andoziva anorapa nehandidi kana sendi. I just want ndingomuita tsuru zvakabatsirikana.
Aiwa
ndaikumbira kuti kana zvaiita azvazopa demanpow number namba iye ari kuHarare kamaindakamondiatimukwanisa nhamba dzake then ndomucontacta inini hamene zvamungakwanisa kuita because studio ndiye atotoriliyawo nayo.
Aiwa hapana chakaipa mukoma Bernard, tichakufonerai kana chirongwa chapera.
Aya ndinotenda Blessing.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Of course what Bernard is saying is that he is pleased with what is happening in Botswana in terms of the multiplicity of radio stations that are there. And he's saying that, you know, radio stations are free to broadcast whatever they want, as opposed to Zimbabwe, where they have to toe a certain line. Gibbs.
Yes, we are Baba Masuku kona ngapho ke ukuthi kambe kwenziwa kuyini ukuthi uhulumende ngani kafuni ukuthi abantu babe nemisakazi yabo, kuvela ngaphi khonokho?
Mna mbona ngathi kwesaba umnyama ongelampisi. Kungabe sesatsho ukuthi abantu bazakhuluma abakufisayo. Okuyinto mele yenzakale ukuthi abantu bakhululeke la uhulumende ezwe ukuthi abantu bathini, ngoba emisakazweni lapha nxa abantu bekhuluma iziphathamandla ezijiyeneyo kanye labezombuso welizwe babe besizwa imibono yabantu. Ngakho-ke ukuvalela abantu ukuthi bangakhulumi kuyabe kuyinto engalunganga. Kodwa-ke sekwatholakala indlela ezijiyeneyo ezokukhulumisana, njengoba namhlanje sekule ncingo lezi ezabomakhalekhukhwini, sekulama-intanethi, sekulani. Yebo kambe amazwi ayahamba ngokuphangisa. Into eyenzakala khathesi nje iyabe sifikile, sivelele eMelika, sivelela ngaphi ngaphi. Ngiyakhumbula esikhathini esedluleyo umongameli welizwe esiwa e-airport mina ngakubona sekuvela kwelinye ilizwe kodwa mina ngikhona phe eZimbabwe khona konoko nje kusanda kwenzeka ikhoke amazwi ungekwafihla kodwa kwabe kukuhle nje ukuthi kube sobala kuvuleke abantu bazikhulumele nje bekhululekile kule mithetho yelizwe baba Dube enza ukuthi nxa ukhuluma ungayisikho okungekho emthethweni welizwe uyabotshwa ngakho abantu beZimbabwe ngabantu abakhulileyo abantu aba ebumbekileyo abalesimilo abangaphongi ukukhuluma izinto ezingelamsebenzi emsakazweni ngakho ngiyambona ukuthi kwenokwesabeka nje ubhongi wesaba ukwenzela ukuthi abantu bonke bathintelwe emsakazweni munye ukwenzela ukuthi nxa kukhulunywa ngezomba ngazwe abantu babe lengqondo yenye kodwa abantu sebehlakaniphile abantu bayathola ingqondo endaweni ezijiyeneyo ungeke wabavimbela lanxa usufisa
So according to Mr. Masuku, you know, the reason why the government is failing to, you know, register or to give licenses to registrations is just fear of the unknown. He says, you know, Zimbabweans are law-abiding citizens. And at the end of the day, if somebody says something wrong, let's say on radio, the government can, you know, police can arrest that kind of person. So he says, these days, excuse me, there's social media. So that social media plays a very key role in disseminating information. And he said, for example, you know, when the president fell at the airport recently, he got the news from outside the country instead of inside the country, meaning that, you know, you cannot control the way information is flowing. I think he's got a point there.
Indeed. And the world is fast becoming a global village. But just looking at radios in Africa, one can actually categorize them into five when we talk about independent radio stations. First, of course, there are commercial radio stations that rely on advertisements, and you also have Christian radio stations controlled, for example, by the Roman Catholic Church, the Anglican, and then, of course, you have community radio stations that focus on a particular community. These are the fastest growing types of radio stations in Africa. Then number four, you have what are called factional radio stations. These are usually in war-torn countries. You are talking about Somalia, where a certain ethnic group may want to promote its own interests. But the most notorious one was in Rwanda, Gibbs, in 1994. Of course, this actually led to the genocide when one ethnic group was using the radio to promote this tribalism and hatred. And of course, to counter that, the last category is what is called humanitarian radio, of course, usually run by organizations such as the United Nations to make sure that these wars do not persist. But talking about these so-called factional radio stations, I think the government has cited them a lot to say this is why they are not issuing out licenses. Let's bring in Mr. Ngwenya. Mr. Ngwenya, the fears by the government justified that if you allow a lot of private players to come into the broadcasting industry, they might actually end up promoting factionalism.
They're actually not justified. I think it depends on which side of the coin you are on. If it's about factionalism, we know that language of factionalism. We know the party that talks about factionalism at the moment and so forth. But in a democracy, factionalism is healthy. Factionalism is all about divergent views. Factionalism is about contestation of ideas and opinion. So for any government to say we are afraid of factionalism means that it's a paranoia government, it's a government that is afraid of views from the people, it's a government that cannot withstand criticism and scrutiny, it's a government that cannot allow people to express themselves and propagate their own views about how things are, about issues that affect their lives. So in a way, it's a flimsy excuse as far as I can see it myself. You need a government that will withstand the pressures from the citizens themselves. You need a government that can adequately explain issues to citizens if it has nothing to hide. So there is no excuse for curtailing citizens' rights to express themselves apart from the fact that whoever is curtailing or eroding that right is afraid of the truth. If you cannot be afraid of the truth and can withstand the challenges of the truth, there's no reason why you should be afraid of citizen criticism. You should be able to stand before citizens and say, this is wrong, this is right. Yes, I agree with you, or I disagree with you, in an open, transparent manner. So anyone who's afraid of anyone expressing their opinion is hiding something. I mean, it's illogical. Anyone, every citizen under this world, in this universe, would say that and come to that conclusion. There is no way you can be afraid of the truth unless you're hiding something.
Interesting. The truth shall set us free. But of course, Mr. Ngwenya is right. There has been a reluctance, not only in Zimbabwe, Gibbs, but in most African countries, to allow the people to come into the radio sector. But for newspapers, there have been, many independent players or independent newspapers that are in circulation. But radio remains the most important medium of communication in Africa. And many governments still want to control it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now, let's talk a bit about public service broadcasting, Mr. Masu. I'll read something here, according to UNESCO. Public service broadcasting is broadcasting made, financed, and controlled by the public for the public. It is neither commercial nor state-owned, free from political interference and pressure from commercial forces. Is there any such thing in Zim?
No, our public broadcaster has become a state broadcaster. So much that you don't hear all those different voices that you are talking about. Mm-hmm. And when we pay our taxes, as the public, and some of which taxes finance the public broadcaster, we do that on a non-partisan basis. And then we also expect that even programming will be balanced so that us as listeners as well as viewers, we make decisions out of a variety and balanced programming that will be broadcast. But that is not the kind of programming that you get on the state-controlled Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation, because you only hear voices from one party, or voices that are critical, you'll not hear them at all. At times, we know that they are interviewed in different programs, but because what they have said is something that those who are the gatekeepers don't want to go into the public domain, they will therefore not be able to air them, to broadcast them on air. So someone will say, but I was interviewed this afternoon and I don't see myself in that interview. Or what has been put there is something that they use negatively in order to portray you in bad light, like what we've seen happening to different politicians in this country, where you are there, they're addressing a rally or they're addressing a meeting, and when you watch the report in the evening, it's a distortion of facts. So that does not portray a public broadcaster. And I've had the opportunity of studying public broadcasting, and indeed some of the things that I've uncovered are very unfair to the public, because when the public pays their taxes, they want to hear a variety of things and make their own decisions. They're not going to allow someone to make decisions for them. So, yes, public broadcasting is still in a pipe dream.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yes, lo mnumzana ke unkosi yabo ose South Africa. Baba unkosi yabo kunjani?
Ngiyaphila mina kunjani mnumzana?
Ah, mphile mnumzana ungaphoka ngona kona.
Ah, ngise kuri le kuzonda.
Yee, ungathi ke odaba lo.
Ah, vinga u ngiye mphawule ngalo baba uthi i-government ichona
ngamanga. Baba khona pho ke. Ubambe khona pho. Ubambe khona pho ngayinda unkosi yabo.
Inga promote i-factionalism.
Unkosi yabo bamba khona pho ngayika chana. Siyaphenduka kadesikadesi usinike mzuzwana nje 1 minute.
Of course, Mr. Masuku and Mr. Ngwenya, please do stay on the line. Unfortunately for our radio listeners, it ends here. But we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.